Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Mira Sivasudi. Now after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutin, and with me, Ibrahim Sani. Ibrahim, you're standing by to speak to Lin Tien Siang, a senior research analyst with Fund Supermart Malaysia, aren't you?
Good morning, Tien Siang. Let's focus on the financials sector. The loan growth slowing down is a big problem with the sector. What's your view on this?
Yeah, I think if you're looking at the loan growth, right, actually, if you look at the past 2 years, they've been growing at around 11 to 13%. But right now, if you're looking at the loan growth, it's growing at around 7 to 9%. And we're expecting that going forward, it might still be growing gradually, but we're expecting it to moderate to the high single digit. So it'll be actually growing at around 7 to 9% going forward.
Is there any correlation with the applications level and as well as the approval rate level? And what does it say about consumer debt?
Yeah, if you look at the loan growth, if you drill down to the numbers, right, then definitely there's two sides of the story. You can actually look at the demand side as well as the supply side. So right now, if you're looking at the application rate, it's actually for the past 2 years, it's averaged down to almost 5% growth. So this is actually quite sluggish as compared to the time where we are having some property boom. So I think one of the reasons here is because in Malaysia, we have high consumer debt burden. So right now it's at about 87% of our GDP, and with so high debt burden by the local consumer, right, then definitely they might not be having much room for them to actually borrow more in the future. And if you're looking at the approval rate, so this is the supply side. So approval rate right now is around 40 to 45%. So this is partly because of the stringent lending standards penned out by the Bank Negara. So Bank Negara actually required all the banks to actually bump up their liquidity requirement. So this is in order for them to actually fulfill the Basel III requirement 3 to 5 years down the road. So if you look at all these numbers, then definitely you can actually see the evidence coming from the rising cost of funds. So if you look at the deposit rate, then I think a lot of players out there will realize that, oh, previously we are having like 3% or lower deposit rate over the past year, but right now we are seeing close to 4% of the deposit rate. So for them, it's a rising cost, and this is also part of the reason why we are seeing a lesser approval rate at this juncture.
Now, from the bank's perspective, you are arguing on the rising of cost of fund. Can we take some comments on the operational aspect? Do you think banking operations would have to see some sort of rationalization to manage these costs?
Yeah, actually, I think that going forward, there might be some banks that will also go through the voluntary separation scheme, or they might be going through cost-cutting measures. If you look at past few months, you'll see that you realize that a lot of banks have actually engaged in the VSS scheme. So this is actually to actually make their operation more lean as well as efficient going forward. So this will be able to make them sustainable going forward. So I think that is a short-term pain for them. So for all those that are taking a lot of all those cost-cutting measures, it's actually a one-off expenses. So if you're looking at their earnings, then definitely they might be hit if they are engaging in this kind of scheme. But going forward, I'm sure that with the cost-cutting event, then they'll be more leaner going forward. So
do you think that some banks would have extra advantage with operations in the regional perspective? What is your view on their profits going forward?
Yeah, if you're talking about banks with operations overseas, right, then definitely it boils down to what country that they have exposure to. Because if you're looking at those banks that have exposures in countries like Thailand and Indonesia, then definitely they might be impacted more harsh as compared to those that have more local exposure. Because if you are looking at the Thailand non-performing loan ratio, they are actually standing at 2.55% as of end January 2016. So for those that have exposure to Thailand, then definitely they are expected to allocate more provisions for bad debts. Then ultimately, this will actually weigh on their profit.
Let's shift our focus to the plantation sector. We saw the comment on IOI being suspended with their RSPO certification. How does this weigh on that sector?
Actually, if you're talking about the entire sectors, I think that the plantation sector as a whole, we are actually having a neutral view on it with a slight negative bias. But overall, if you're talking about the plantation outlook, we are actually not quite optimistic because of the, you know, disruption in terms of the foreign labor fees as well as the increase in operation costs arising from the minimum wage scheme.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Let's talk a little bit about the pricing of the commodities. Do you think there's a spread created between, say, soybean and also the CPOs?
Yeah, I think for the CPO, the crude palm oil, right, I think one of the issues for them is the substitute problem. Because right now, CPO is actually trending higher as compared to past months. And if you're looking at the spread between the soybean oil as well as the CPO prices, right, the spread has actually narrowed down quite a fair bit. I think if you compare to their 10-year average, their 10-year average is actually at $150 per metric ton. But right now, they're actually only trading at a difference of $80 per metric ton. So I think with the narrowing in price differences, people might be actually shifting to soybean oil for their biodiesel usage.
Now, with the plantation companies managing increased operations costs, do you think that production yield will now see a factor as well?
Yeah, I think aside from the operational cost, another factor might be the weather effect, actually the El Nino weather effect. So with the El Nino happening right now, which is said to be one of the strongest over the past history, we are actually suspecting some lack of supply in the market. So this will cause a shortfall in the production. As a matter of fact, if you look at the inventory level, right, they actually fell from 2.6 million ton to 2.2 million ton this year alone. So I think for production wise, then definitely we'll see some dampened effect on the production output. But on the other side of the story, this will actually help to support the CPO price, although we are expecting that this will actually be a short-term effect.
Now, we know that the ringgit is strengthening to 3.96 to 3.97, but it's still higher than what we were used to at 3.3-3.4. Do you think this will make input cost a little bit higher for plantation companies to bear?
Yeah, actually, if you're looking at the ringgit, previously we are seeing at seeing the ringgit trading at 4.2. Right now, it has strengthened quite a fair bit to 3.96, like you said just now. So I think for the plantation side, actually, they have actually imported a lot of fertilizer as well as pesticide for their plantations on the ground. So with the weakening of ringgit and with ringgit expecting to be weak for a while, we do expect that this will actually take a toll on their operational costs. So this means that there will be higher input costs for them in terms of fertilizer usage as well as all those pesticides that they will be using for their plantations.
Let's take a look into the notion of tax exports. Do you think tax exports will weigh heavily on prices?
I don't think so, but I do think that this is one of the factors that actually will be, you know, hindering the rise in terms of the CPO prices that all those plantations are going to plantation companies are going to benefit from. Because if you are looking at plantation companies, yes, with the rise in CPO prices, they might be beneficial because they will be having a higher revenue from the rise in terms of the CPO prices. But on the other side of the story, if you are exporting your CPO to other nations, right, then if you are trading, if you are selling at the CPO prices, which are trading at 2,670 as of yesterday, then at this kind of CPO price range, then you will be taxed at 5.5%. So this might actually kind of offset the price that you'll get when you're actually exporting to other nations.
Rolling back to the earlier statement of foreign levy increases, do you think that plantation companies will try to negotiate the change with the government?
I don't think so, because right now, previously you are saying that foreign levy costs for the plantation sector, it will be a significant increase, right? But after some negotiation, I think right now they have decided that there will be only a very tepid increase in terms of the levy cost. So for plantation sectors, before this, the levy cost is around 590. And right now, after the adjustment, it actually increased by just 50 ringgit. It's close to 640 ringgit right now. And it's only applicable to the West Malaysia side. So I think with an increase of 50 ringgit in terms of levy cost, this might not be having a very significant negative impact for the plantation sector. So I think for plantation sector, the issue here is mainly on the foreign labor fees. So because right now, if they are quite intensive in terms of the manual labor, so if this measure is likely to be staying for quite some time, then I'm expecting that there will be some disruption in terms of their operational side.
That was Lee Tian Siang, Senior Research Analyst at Fund Supermart Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!